It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Battlegrounds, where our own Fort Recovery Indian softball team will be taking on the Parkway Panthers for their home opener here in Fort Recovery. Starting pitching for the Indians is Sophie Pearson, number 2. Catching is number 44, Maddie Guggenbiller. Playing first base, we have Brittany Tebby. Second base is Ava Greasy. And at our shortstop is Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp is playing third. Ava Shanes starts off the outfield at left field. Emma Will is in center field, and Audra Bupp is in right field. Our Indian girls right now are 2-0 to start the season as they take on our Panthers today. Starting lineup for your Parkway Panthers starts with number 1. The first batter, Britton Bruns, followed by Madison Loth, Meg Henkel, Paige Stephenson, Adria Miller, Avery White, Maddie Jacobs, Audrey Nichols, and Emery Temple. So, as I said, it's a nice day today, about 53 degrees outside, sunny, for our girls' home opener tonight. They beat beat Salina on Monday, as I said, starting 2-0 for the season. Our boys are also in action tonight. Our varsity baseball team is at Parkway, and that's also being on Fort Recovery Radio's mainstream. So, if you would like, feel free to skip over to that stream and listen to the boys, too. As we get going here, our first batter, Britton Bruns, steps up to the plate to face Sophie Pearson pitching. Sophie winds up for the first pitch. Here it comes. Strike 1 on Britton Bruns that already puts Sophie up in the count. Our girls are definitely ready to go. Home opener. Big crowd here for the home opener of our Battlegrounds since it got pushed off last weekend. Pitch number 2 is in. Also a strike for Sophie. She's up 2-0 on the count. Pitch number 3 is on its way. She goes around in. Ball low. Give her a 1-2 count. Going in to her fourth pitch. Sophie once again winds up, brings it around, pitch is coming in. And strike 3, Britton Bruns goes to the dugout with giving us our first out for the Indians. Next up to the box is number 27, Madison Loff, for her first at bat this evening. No people on base. Sophie winds around, pitches in, tries to bunt the ball, puts it foul and out, giving her 1 strike on the count. She steps back in the box. Here comes the pitch. Sophie spinning around again, tosses in there. Another swing, another foul ball for Loup, putting her down 0-2. Again, no people on base, no runs scored, 0-2 count for Loup, 1 out in the first inning here. Sophie once again gets ready to throw the ball, throws it around, and another pop hits the fence, gets another foul ball, bringing Loup back to the plate. Our Indians are looking into the dugout for their call here as we go into another pitch. Sophie brings it around. And batter looks at it, doesn't go for it, gives it the first ball of the count, 2-1-2 count. You can tell our Indians are ready to go out there, waiting for their first moment to make play on this field, first home game. Sophie brings it around again, and a swing, and it goes out to right field, caught by right fielder Audra Bupp. That makes 2 outs for the first inning for our Indians. Next up into the box is Meg Henkel. She'd come in with 2 outs for her team. Pitch is coming in, And strike one, she looks at it. Two outs, one strike. Sophie once again looks at her play. Gets ready to throw it. Spins it around, tosses it in there. No swing, ball low. Giving her a 1-1 count. Sophie winds up. Toss the ball in there. Hits the ground before the plate. Giving another ball to Henkel. Putting her up in the count, 2-1. Sophie gets into her windup again. Brings the ball, here it comes. Ball up and out. Henkel is 3-1. It's officially her count. Sophie needs to make sure she fights back here, make sure she doesn't give her an easy walk this early in the game, especially. And butt pitches in, swing, and a foul ball down the right field line. Henkel stays in it, but with a full count. Ball is retrieved or back to Sophie. Henkel steps back in the box, ready to take another pitch with a full count. She has to be careful. Boy, she can't look at much here. Ball low, takes her first base. Henkel goes to first base. That puts a runner on the base for the Panthers, for Paige Stephenson to come up to the plate. Batter on first. Stephenson can do something here with a hit. Sophie winds up. Tosses it in there. Stephenson looks at it. Strike one. Henkel's on first, ready to run. Sophie winds up. Brings it around and in. No swing, but is called ball. 1-1 count for Stephenson. Two outs in the inning. Runner on first. Sophie brings it around again. Across the plate. Stephenson hits it out to right field. Grounder taken by Audrey Buff. Throws it in the infield. Right over Callie Wendell's top of her glove. Stephenson makes it to second. Henkel making it to third. On a double for the Panthers. Player on second, player on third. Two outs for the Panthers. Bringing up Adria Miller. Our girls need to be careful here. Make sure they don't let up any easy runs. Especially with two outs. They can get out of this with this batter here. Sophie brings around the pitch. Throws it in. Ball low. Henkel thinks about running home. Stays back, though. Sophie brings it around. Throws it in again. Right down the middle. Strike one. No swing by your batter, Miller. Gives her a 1-1 count. It'll be interesting to see how aggressive the Panthers play, especially this early in the game. Sophie brings it around. No swing inside. Miller jumps back a little bit in the box, giving her a 2-1 count. Here comes Sophie again with the pitch. Throws it in there. Swing and a miss. Strike two for Miller. 2-2 count. Person on second, person on third. Two outs. One more strike. So if we can send the Indians out of the setting, or out of the top of the setting, get them to bat. Ball spins around. Swing. Error on the catcher. Allows the run to score. Miller to make it to first base. Parkway now has somebody on first and third. One run scored. Top of the first inning here. Avery White makes her way into the box as the sixth batter. Sophie looks, get ready to pitch here. Again, batter on first, batter on third. Sophie spins around, throws it, ball outside. Maddie jumps out of her stance at the catcher to look down second. No runner went. 0-1 count for White. Throws it in there, ball outside, runner runs a second. Third base runner, Paige Stephenson, doesn't go home, but thinks about it. Maddie ran after that ball quick, was able to keep the run from scoring as Sophie came into the home plate. White's in her stance, Sophie spins ball around, throws it in. Swing and a foul ball. Hits the net, bounces back to the catcher, Madison. Guggenmiller. Maddie throws it back to Sophie. Runner on second, runner on third. One run scored. 1-1 count for this inning. Ball outside for Sophie. Makes it a 2-2 count. One more strike, and Sophie can send the Indians out of this inning here. Gets into a windup, throws it in, pitch coming, and hard hit, but down the right field or right field line. Get another foul ball, keeping White in the box. One more strike, so they can send these Indians into the dugout to hit for the first time here. Gets into a windup. Here's the pitch, and a hard hit to shortstop, who throws it to first, and that will send our Indians into their dugout so they can make their home opening debut on their hitting side. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. There will be no buffet at Miracle Lanes on Good Friday. They will open at 2 p.m.
And welcome back. Again, our Indian girls are here at their home opener in Fort Recovery at the Battlegrounds, brand new facility. Down 1-0 to the Parkway Panthers, who were able to score at the top of the first inning here. For your Panthers, on the field, pitching is Meg Henkel. Catching for her is Maya Suzuki. Paige Stephenson is playing first. Adria Miller is at second. Britton Bruns is playing shortstop for the Panthers. Emery Temple is at third. Avery White is in left field. Madison Loth is in center. And Audrey Nichols is in right field. The Panthers made it through six batters in their first at-bat here. And were able to score one, leaving two people on base with a shortstop to first base throw by Callie Wendell at the end to end off the top of the first inning. Now our own Emma Will will start off the Indians to hopefully get that score back and put us on top to end this first inning. Emma steps into the box. Meg Henkel gets ready to make her first throw of the game. Gets in her wind up and throws it. Ball outside. Emma Will doesn't swing, giving her a 1-0 count. Next pitch comes, and a swing, a hard hit to center field, but fly ball is caught by the center fielder, Madison Loth, giving their first out of the inning. Next up to the box is Callie Wendell for her first at-bat of the night. One out for the Indians. Meg Henkel gets ready with her windup, throws the ball, strike down the middle. Puts Callie Wendell down, 0-1 count. She gets ready again. Another pitch comes in. This one's a ball. Callie once again ready to go. 1-1 count here. Watches the pitch come in. Doesn't swing. Ball low. Make it 2-1. Kind of need to hit this ball, get on base, set the Indians off, win that run back that they lost in the top of the first inning. Hard hit to third base. Third baseman scoops the ball up, tosses it to first, gives a second out, and sends Callie back to the dugout. We're bringing up Sophie Pearson in third spot. Senior Sophie Pearson is up next, our pitcher. Pitcher Meg Henkel gets into her windup. Throws the ball in. Sophie doesn't swing. Strike one called. Gives Sophie a 0-1 count with two outs. Make sure she protects that plate. Make sure we don't get another out here this early in the game. Hard hit. Left field. Fly ball. left fielder Avery White gets right under that. Gives it three outs for the Panthers. 1-2-3 inning. And sends the Indians back to their dugout. Play defense again to start off the second. Down by one. We'll take another break and we'll be back.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen food section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
And welcome back. Chase Kaiser here commenting on the Fort Recovery softball game versus Parkway here at the Battlegrounds of Fort Recovery. Sophie Pearson pitching to our number two, Maddie Jacobs, for the Panthers. She hits a hard one off Sophie's first pitch, brings it right back to her. Sophie makes a catch, sending Jacobs right to the dugout. Indians are down currently 1-0. They have one out because of Sophie's catch there to start the second inning. Sophie winds up again, pitching this time to Audrey Nichols. Ball outside, making 0-1 count, or 1-0 count. Sophie gets into her windup again. Spins around, throws the ball in there. Little bit outside. Ball number two for Nichols. Tell our girls are excited and ready to go. Sophie spins it around again, tosses it in there. Swing and a miss by Nichols, giving her her first strike. Sophie needs to battle back now, make sure she doesn't lose this batter. Looks at the play on her wrist, spins around. Tosses it in there again. Another ball high and outside for Pearson. Two Nichols, making it a 3-1 count with one out in the inning. So if you could trade it, throw again. Here comes the pitch. And outside again, giving Nichols first base on a walk. Emery Temple, number six for the Panthers, steps into the box. Ready to face Pearson for her first time in this game. Sophie Pearson throws the ball in. Shows bunt. Ball low. Audrey Nichols advances on the base path. Second base. Pulled the bat back fast enough that it was a ball. Emery Temple again steps into the box. And that strike on that one, no swing by Temple. Nichols remains at second base. Sophie gets ready again to throw a ball. Tosses it in there. Another no swing by the batter, but a strike for Pearson. Now the pitcher's count. One out in the inning. Sophie spins around with her windup again. Throws the ball in there. Hard swing, but a strike out for Sophie, giving the second out of the inning and bringing up your first batter, Britton Bruns, again. Sophie, here comes the pitch. Ball low, gets past Hugenbiller behind the plate with a little run-in with the ref. Nichols advances to third on the pass ball. Bruns steps back into the box, ready to face her second pitch of this inning. 2-1, 2-0 count now. She runs struck out her first time around. Let's see if Sophie can do that again. Fight back in this inning and get this back from her. Currently down 2-0 with two outs in the inning. Runner on third. Pitch comes in from Pearson to Bruns. Ball outside and a little low. Giving the batter, making the batter's count 3-0. Batter can be actually picky now. Doesn't want to swing at anything and risk that third out whenever they have, especially when they have batter or runner on third. Pearson gets ready to throw it in there. Toss it in there, high and outside, gives the base the batter first base on a walk, four-pitch walk. That brings up Madison Loth again, your second batter for Parkway. Her second time at bat at this game. Currently runner on first, runner on third. Two outs for the Panthers. Pearson spins around, throws the ball in there. Ball low, skids across ground. Madison Guggenbiller gets in front of it. Allows Bruns at first to take her base, or steal her base at second without any competition from our defense here. Didn't want to risk throwing past her and allowing the run. 1-0 count. Here comes another pitch. Spouted off by Loud. Hits the netting behind, but gives a strike for Sophie, making it 1-1. Sophie takes a little walk. Not the rest of her pitch here. Runners on second and third, two outs. 1-1 count for Louth. Pitch comes in again. A short little bunt hit sort of thing. She makes it to first, run scores. RBI for Louth. Audrey Nichols makes it all the way around off that. Kayla Heikamp's third base throw to first there. Just wasn't quick enough to get out. Loud running down the base path. Here Bruns at third. Batter Henkel shows bunt, pulls it back. Pitches high and outside for Pearson. Making it a 1-0 count, two outs here. Coach Shane makes her way out to the mound to talk to her pitcher. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Coach Shane makes her way back out to the dugout. Pearson remains in after a little talk with the coach. Hopefully get straightened out and calm down a little bit. Throw strikes here in this inning. We have a runner on second, runner on third. Two outs, one ball for this batter. Henkel once again looks at an outside ball. Lets it go. Makes it a 2-0 count for her. As a batter, she knows not to, with how Sophie's has a couple of balls now, so to be careful. There we go. Sophie throws it down the middle, giving her first strike on this batter, making it a 2-1 count on Henkel. Sophie needs to fight back now, win back this batter, and get the Indians out of the top of this inning. Hard hit by Henkel into left. Ava Shane dives for the ball. It gets past her. Run from third scores, run from second scores. Henkel makes it to second on the play, but allows the Panthers to get two more runs in this inning, putting them 4-0 over the Indians. Next up to the bat is Paige Steffensen, number four, the first baseman. Paige looks at the pitch as it comes, outside for Pearson. Making it a 1-0 count. Two outs for the Indians. They need to get out of this inning. Try not to let Henkel at second score third. ball low. Henkel stops in the middle of the base path, but eventually goes back to second base. Doesn't take that third base. Catcher is able to stop the ball from getting to the wall and keep that runner from advancing. So if he gets into a windup here, throws it in there. Close, but called low by the umpire. 3-0. As a pitcher, you really have to focus in now and make sure you don't end up tossing an extra ball there and losing this batter here. Pitch down the middle. No swing by Stephenson. Smart move by the batter. But Sophie's able to get her strike on this batter, making it a 3-1 count. Henkel remains at second base. Still hasn't been able to advance. Wind up. Hard hit by Stephenson into right field. Got the grounder by Audrey Buff. Was able to field the ball. Throws it in second base. Henkel is able to advance around the base path all the way home, making another score for the Panthers, but keeping Paige Jefferson at first.
Now batting number 5, Adrian Miller.
Adrian Miller steps into the batter's box, lefty, facing Pearson for the second time. Pitch down the middle by Pearson, puts her up in the count, 0-1. So if you're focusing in here, wind up, throws it in. High fly ball underneath the right fielder, Rebup. Catches the ball, sends the Indians in, out of the top of this inning, and able to go back. So we will take a short break, and we'll come back to start the bottom of the second inning. We'll see you then.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Coach Kerry Shane had a little talk with the girls as they were coming into the dugout, but they all made it in the dugout and ready to bat and hopefully win back these 5 runs that they gave up in the first two innings. Again, pitching for Parkway is Meg Henkel. Our 2-0 Indians are currently down 5-0 to Parkway. Madison Guggenbiller, number 4 batter, comes up to the plate for her first at-bat of the evening. Maddie gets ready in the box. Meg Henkel has her windup. Here comes a pitch. Maddie, hard hit to left field. Error on our left fielder. That's Cherry, because the ball's inner glove popped out, but allowed Maddie to get to first base. Puts our first runner on the base with no outs for the Indians. Ava Shane's up next, number 5 batter, to face Temple with Maddie on the base path. Put this ball in play and makes moves with sending. Hard hit by Ava, fielded foul. Sends Madison back to first base and Ava back to the box. 0-1 count for Ava, no outs. She adjusts her glove and makes her way into the box here. Ava Shane's ready to take on Henkel. The windup and the pitch, Ava shows bunt, puts it down. Charged by the third baseman, throws it to the first baseman, gets Ava out, but advances Madison to second base. It's 1 out on the Indians, bringing Ava Greasy up to the plate. Her first at-bat of the night. Madison Guggenbiller is on second. Henkel brings the ball in. High. That'd be ball 1 for Greasy. Maddie on second, ready to run. Nobody holding her back. Henkel throws the ball in. Strike number 1 on Ava Greasy. Ava Greasy has a 1-1 count with 1 out. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a high fly ball chased after collision by the shortstop and center fielder, but ultimately center fielder Madison Loth catches the fly ball and was able to keep Madison on second through that. Two outs on the Indians. Kayla Heitkamp comes out for her first hit of the night. Pinkel tosses the ball in. Called strike. Madison steals third. Down is called safe. Indians have batter on third. Kayla Heitkamp able to bat a runner in here. She gets that ball in play. Kayla Heitkamp, 0-1 count currently. Swing and caught by the shortstop, giving three outs for the Panthers and sending the Indians back onto the field to start the third inning. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sautéed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
And welcome back. Indian softball here in Fort Recovery at the Battlegrounds. Our Indians are currently down 5-0 to the Parkway Panthers. There's been a pitching change for the Indians. It now is number 22. Up for the Panthers is Avery White, her first time up. She was thrown out at first on a ground ball to the third baseman. Jenna Holman, that pitcher for the Indians now, taking over for Sophie Pearson after two innings. Avery White up for her second appearance of the game, facing the Indians. First pitch in, and a hard foul ball into the net for White. That's an 0-1 count. Sophie Pearson takes over at first base. Next pitch comes in, and a swing and foul ball as Sophie tried chasing it down the baseline on a dive, but ultimately landed foul, making it 0-2. Avery White now down 0-2 in the count. Jenna Holman comes with her third pitch, bounces it before the plate, giving the first ball to White. Holman throws the ball in, hit the end of White's bat. Ava Grizzy tried grounding it and tossing it to the first base. Ball threw it over Pearson's head, letting White get to first. Maddie Jacobs steps up for the Panthers in the batter's box to face Holman for his first time up. Was gotten out. Foul ball comes from the baseball diamond onto the softball field. Jenna Holman winds up for her second pitch against Jacobs. Throws it in. Jacobs tries bunting it, bounces it off the ground, hits Maddie, stays behind it. Runner on first for the Panthers. Their throw, and Jacob swings and a miss, making it a 1-2 count. No outs yet. Hopefully Holman can finish out this batter. Make it one out for the Indians. She gets into her windup. Here comes the pitch. And a swing and a miss. That's a strikeout for Maddie Jacobs. Runner stays on first base. Audrey Nichols comes up into the batter's box. Her first time up, she got walked, but made it around the bases to score for the Panthers. Holm brings the pitch in, strike one. Avery White remains on first base. Has been able to advance. One out for the Indians. Holm brings it in. Foul ball on Nichols. Hits the umpire. He's going to take a little stepper out. That makes a 0-2 count on Nichols. Holman winds up again. Tosses the ball in. Swing and a miss for Nichols. That's the second strikeout for Holman this inning. Makes it two outs, runner on first. Emery Temple comes to the plate. Her first time up, she struck out. Holm tosses it in. Hit by Temple, fouls it way off. Hits the top of the building. Makes an 0-1 count for her. Holman gets into a windup again, ready to throw the second pitch to Temple. Temple steps out of the box, takes time. She gets a few practice swings in. The Indians currently have two outs. Runner on first for the Panthers. Temple steps back into the box. Holman gets into a windup, throws the ball. Swing and a miss for Temple. That gives her second strike of this at bat. 2-2 or 0-2 count, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Off-speed pitch. Fly ball, left field. Caught by left fielder Ava Shane. The Indians retire at the top of the inning, and they go in to bat. We'll once again take a break, and we'll be back with the bottom of the third inning.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
And welcome back. Our Indian ladies are currently down 5-0 to the Parkway Panthers. Henkel is still pitching for the Panthers. Next up to bat is Britt. The Indians have struggled the last couple of innings. 1-2-3 inning, the first inning. Maddie Guggenbiller got on base the second off an error from the left fielder. Got all the way to third, but wasn't able to score with three outs and the following three runners. Next up to bat is the new pitcher now is number 22, Jenna Holman. Jenna steps into the box. Heckle gets into her windup. Throws it in there. No. Called a ball. Got past the catcher, but doesn't matter because there's no one on base. Jenna fouls off the second pitch. Sends it to the backstop, making it a 1-1 count. Hinkle gets into a windup again. No batters on base, zero outs. There's in hard hit by Holman to center field. It drops. Center fielder recovers it, throws it in to the shortstop. Holman sits on first, bringing up Audrey Buff to the plate for her first appearance of the night. Senior Audrey Buff for her first appearance of the night. Left-handed batter faces to face Hinkle. Wind up in the pitch. Hit, but it got to third. Holman ran too early, got picked off at first. Panthers got a double play this inning, sending both Holman back to the dugout. It sends us back to the top of the lineup with Emma Will making her second appearance. First time up, she's fly out to center field. Ball inside, she takes a step back not to get hit. Making it a 1-0 count. Another pitch, hard hit by Will. Gets past the shortstop, rolls into center field. Center fielder recovers it, tossed into second, keeps Will at first. Our Indians are starting to get the momentum. Hopefully hold on to it and keep moving as they keep going. Emma Will is sitting on first base as Callie Wendell makes her way up to the plate for her second appearance. She got thrown out at first last time up off a hard hit to the third baseman. Emma Will stealing and down. Hits the ball hits her, bounces out into the center field, but she remains at second base. Two outs for the Indians. Two outs for the Indians. Runner on second. Callie Wendell ready to face her second pitch. Wind up in the pitch. And then again remains on second base. Callie watches the ball come in. Swing. And that is a strike. Mixing in a 1-2 count on Callie Wendell. You be careful here, swinging anything close. Swinging a miss, good mix of bats to the catcher. Callie Wendell steals first base, and Will advances to third. Poor communication on the Panthers' side, didn't get that ball collected, and allowed Wendell to make it to first base. Indians now have runners on first and third, two outs. Hinkle facing Sophie Pearson for her second at-bat. Here comes the pitch. Sophie swings, fouls it off the backstop. Callie runs to the second, but has to return because of foul ball. 0-1 count for Pearson. Two outs. Runners on first and third. Sophie just needs to hit one out there and get that runner in. Score the run for first run for the Indians here. Pitch comes in. Hard hit into right field. Right fielder's chasing it. Jumps, missed it, hit the fence. Emma scores from third. Sophie makes it to second. Throws down to home. Callie Wendell slides in. The catcher had to jump for it. Came down, wasn't able to tag her. That gives the Indians two on this inning, making the score 5-2 in favor of the Panthers. Two outs. Pearson on second, bringing up Maddie Guggenbiller, cleanup batter. Maddie steps into the box to face Hinkle here. Pearson on second, ready to run on a hit. Maddie does a half swing, make contact with the ball, sending it to the third baseman. Third baseman is able to ground it and throw to the first to get Maddie out, retiring the inning for the Indians, sending them back into their dugout to get their gloves and play some defense to start off the fourth inning here. So we'll take a break and we'll make our way back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travel. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
And welcome back to a Thursday evening softball game here at the Battlegrounds of Fort Recovery. This is Chase Kaiser as our Fort Recovery softball girls take on the Parkway Panthers. Our Indians came into this game 2-0 on the season. Currently are down 5-2 against the Panthers. They were able to make a bit of a run last inning, scoring two runs to help make their way back on that deficit that they're in now. Jenna Holman is the current pitcher for the Indians. Facing the top of the lineup for the Panthers here, Britton Bruns. Her first time up, she struck out on a four-pitch at-bat. And her second time up, she got walked, but was able to make it around all the bases, scoring for the Panthers. Holman tosses the first ball in, ball one, low and outside. She gets ready and winds up, delivering the second pitch. Down the center, swing and a miss by Brun, making it a 1-1 count. The batter's on, no outs, 1-1 count for the batter. Pitches in, hard hit, first baseman grounded by senior Sophie Pearson, tags first base, sending Bruns back to the dugout and giving the Indians an out to start this inning. Next up into the box is Madison Louth. Her first time up, she hard fly ball to right field, which was caught. And then her second time up, she hit and was able to score. Now with one out, she's facing Holman. Shows bunt, chases after it, doesn't make contact, giving her one strike. Making no one count, no batters on. Holman takes a breather at the mound. She gets into her windup again. Here's the pitch. And a little half swing by her, grounded by the shortstop, thrown to first from Callie Wendell. Shortstop thrown to Sophie at first. But it was too late to get the out. Louth makes it onto the base path and brings up Henkel to bat next. Runner on first. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball into the net. Makes it strike one on Henkel. Runner remains on first. Here comes Holman with the next pitch. And it's in. It's low. Making it a 1-1 count for Henkel. Pitch is one out. Keep her careful here, so we'll get her own pitch. Pitch is in, high and outside. Ball two. Henkel steps back in the box, ready to face her fourth pitch of the at-bat. Holman in her windup. Pitch comes in. Hard hit into center field. Over the head of Emma Will. Runner from first goes to second to third. Henkel makes it to second. Runner is going home. Hits the bag after spinning all around it. Maddie had to jump out of the way to get the ball. Ball isn't able to tag her in time. Run scores for the Panthers, making it 6-2 in favor of the Panthers. Paige Stephenson steps into the box. Her first two at-bats, she was walked the first time. She got a double the first time. Didn't make it home. Got a single the second time. Also, wasn't able to make it home. Pitch by Holman was high. making it 1-0 to start the at-bat. Runner on third. Holman throws the ball in. Ground ball to second baseman Ava Greasy. She grounds it, throws it to Sophie Pearson at first. That's the second out for the Indians. Hinkle scores, giving the Panthers 7. Indians have 2 outs. Holman delivers her pitch to Adria Miller here. Hit right in between the shortstop and third baseman. Ava Shane grounds the ball in left field. Throws it into Ava Greasy at second base. Keeps the runner at first. Avery White steps into the box for her next at-bat here. She's faced with 2 outs. Runner on first. Ball low. Bounced in front of the plate. Making it 1-0 count for Avery White. Again, Adrian Miller is on first. No other runners on the bases except for her. 2 outs. Holman gets into her windup again. Here comes the pitch. And White thinks about it, but ultimately doesn't swing. Ball number 2 for White. Holman once again gets into her windup. Here comes the pitch. And hit down the first baseline. Past Sophie. Avery Greasy wasn't able to get to it either. Had to be fielded by our right fielder, Audrey Bupp. Came in. Callie Wendell had in the infield. Avery White got first and then stole second. Adrian Miller was able to make it to third base. Maddie Jacobs in the box. She swings at a high ball, goes straight to Ava Greasy. Ava grounds it, throws it to Sophie, giving the Indians their 3rd out. Current score is 7-2 in favor of Parkway. The Panthers leave 2 people on base and begin to take the field as our Indians once again will be taking the bats. Coach Shane currently on the side by the dugout with them, getting a little pepped up. Hopefully get them to calm down and make their way back into this game. We need just 1 good inning and right back in it with the Panthers here. So we'll take a break and we'll come right back. Here we go.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And welcome back. We're here in the bottom of the 4th inning as our Indian girls are down 7-2 against the Panthers. Ava Shane is currently up in the batting order for the Indians to face Henkel, who is still pitching for the Panthers. Ava swings and misses at the first pitch, putting her down 0-1 in the count. Steps back in the box. Foul ball by Ava. Got a piece of it this time. Her mom and Coach Shane is on the third baseline, telling her to calm down. Just get a piece of the ball and put into play here to start off this inning. Currently 0-2 count. Ava Shane steps into the box. Tackle gets into her windup. Ball comes in. Swings at a high one. It comes off the handle of her bat. Right into the glove of Henkel at the pitching mound, making the first out of the inning. Ava Greasy is next up, steps into the box. Her first time up, she was not able to make it on the base. Hopefully she can this time. Ball comes in. Looks up the first strike, come by her, making no one count. 1 out for the Indians. She once again gets ready to go. Here's the pitch. Off speed, makes it into the strike zone, strike 2. on Greasy. Henkel looks down the thing in, and pitch high and outside. Greasy doesn't even think about it. It makes it 1-2 count, one out. Hopefully you can get a piece of this, make it on the base. You got our Indians rolling in the bottom of the fourth inning here. Another pitch high and outside for Henkel. She takes a step out of the pitching mound, get her bearing straight. This Greasy steps into the box, ready to go. Pitch comes in, strike, swing and a miss for Greasy, sending her back to the dugout, making two outs for the Indians. Kayla Heitkamp is up next. Her first time up. She also got out on a fly ball. Kayla Heitkamp steps into the box. Faces the pitcher. And another outside ball for Henkel. Putting Kayla up in the count here, 1-0. Next pitch is in. Slower, causes Heitkamp to trip up. Swing and a miss, making it 1-1. Be careful here with two outs. You need to be picky, but not too picky. Make sure you get a good pitch and put it into play for the Indians. Henkel under a windup. Ball in. Hit down third baseline. It has gotten into the foul territory by third baseman Emery Temple, bringing Heitkamp back to the batter's box with a 1-2 count with two outs. It's important that she protects the box here, keep the Indians in this inning. And another swing and a miss for Heitkamp. That will make three outs on this inning, sending the Indians back out into the field to start off the fifth. So, we'll once again take a break and come back for the top of the fifth inning.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes the power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We are back in the fifth inning of the Fort Recovery softball game versus Parkway today. Audrey Nichols is in the box facing pitcher for the Indians, Jenna Holman. She swung and missed at the first one, making it 0-1. Next pitch came in, fouled off, making an 0-2 count in favor of Holman. Holman once again gets into her windup here, throws the ball in. Swing and a miss for Nichols. Holman retires her first batter up to the plate in three pitches. It's one out for the Indians. Emery Temple makes her way into the box. She struck out her previous two at-bats. This time she hits a high fly ball to right field, right underneath Audra Bupp, who makes the catch, making two outs for the Indians. First batter for the Panthers back up, Britton Bruns. Struck out her first time up. Got walked on her second time, was able to make it around, and then grounded out on her third at bat. First pitch was fouled off over the right field fence, or the right foul fence, making 0-1 count, two outs for her. Bruns once again steps into the box, ready to face her next pitch. Holman winds up. Outside, no strike called. Making it a 1-1 count. Holman gets in her windup again. All in, hard hit by Bruns. Pass Greasy at second. Fielded by Audra Bupp in right field. Throws in Callie Wendell, second base. Bruns was able to make it onto first base, but no further. Madison Louth, second batter, makes it way into the box. Left-handed batter. Runner on first, two outs for the Indians. Here's the pitch. Tried to lay down the bunt, was unsuccessful, fouled it off instead, giving her a strike on the count. She steps back in the box, face her second pitch. Holman takes a second at the mound. She gets ready into her windup. Has the pitch in mind. Here's throw. And a swing into left field. Fly ball caught by Ava Shane in left field, giving the Indians three outs and allowing them to come back and bat again. Hopefully the Indians are able to put something together here and get people on base and make their way around the base path and break into the deficit that they're currently in, 7-2 versus the Parkway Panthers. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the bottom of the fifth inning after this from CSG Consulting.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
And welcome back. Meg Henkel, once again, is going to be pitching for the Panthers. This is her fifth inning pitching now, as we're in the bottom of the fifth. Up to bat for the Indians is number 22, Jenna Holman, our pitcher. Her first time up to bat, she's got a single. Second time was fly out. Hopefully she puts them together here. Get the Indians started off right, get on the base path. Panthers get ready on defense. Holman steps into the box. Henkel gets into her windup. Ball comes around. Ground ball by Holman right to the shortstop. Shortstop throws a little short to the first baseman. First baseman, Paige Jefferson, bobbles it a little bit. But was able to pick it up and hit the base before Holman got there. Holman goes back to the dugout. One out for the Panthers. Audra Bupp steps up. This is her second at-bat of the game after getting out the first time. Utter shows bunt, called strike. Didn't make contact with the ball, though. Audra once again gets into the box. Ready to go, one out. No runners on base. Henkel comes around. Ball outside. making a 1-1 count, one out. Hodge gets ready to go again. Swings at a high ball. Fouls it off down the left field line. Making it two strikes, one ball. Sets into the box again. 1-2 count. Needs to be smart here. Protect the plate. Here's the pitch. Low. Bounces in front of the plate. Otter doesn't swing. Making it 2-2. One out on the Indians right now. Otter Buff in the batter's box. Pitches in. Another high one. Otter makes contact with it. It's chased down by Britton Bruns, the shortstop for the Panthers. Making it two outs. And bringing up the leadoff batter, Emma Will. Will's first time up. She had a fly out center field, followed by a score her second time. One of two for the Indians this game. Here comes the first pitch. Falls in front of the plate. Gets past the catcher. Doesn't matter. Nobody's on base. Making it a 1-0 count. And we'll take a few practice swings before stepping back in the box to face Henkel for her third time this game. Hard hit over left fielder's head. Emma's going towards second. Ball's coming in from left field. Emma stops at second. Double for the Indians with two outs. Next up to bat is Callie Wendell. She also scored on her last time up, the second of those scores. Steps into the box. Emma Will on second, hoping to advance her. Emma steals, makes her way down. Wild pitch by the catcher, past the third baseman, past shortstop. Emma steals home as well, giving Indians three on the day. Wild pitch wild throw by that catcher. Not close to the base, unable to get Emma, which is good for the Indians, as it's now 7-3. Next pitch is in, and it is a strike. 1-2 count for Callie. Be careful, protect that plate now. Two strikes on her. Hard hit. Fly ball. Right fielder looks to be under it. Hits her glove. Almost bounces out, but stays in. Retiring the inning. Indians are currently down 7-3 versus the Panthers. The Panthers scored one in the first, four in the second, two in the fourth. Our Indians scored two in the third and then won this past inning with Emma Will's stolen base of third and home in one play. But ultimately, your Indians are going to start off the sixth inning on defense here, right after this from the Tin Cupboard.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
And we're here in the sixth inning. Henkel leads off the lineup for the Panthers this inning. hard hit ball to the second baseman, Ava Greasy. She grounded the ball, threw it to first, got her out. That makes the first out of the inning on the first pitch. Holman's still the pitcher for the Indians. Paige Stetson up to the plate. Her last time up, she got out on a 4-3 throw from your second baseman to the first baseman. She looks at the first one, ball outside, making it a 1-0 count. Next pitch in from Holman, bounces in front of the plate, ball two. Holman once again gets into her windup. Indian Ladies are ready in the field. Throw in right down the middle. Stephenson just looks at it, lets it go by. Strike one. Seven steps back into the box. Holman winds up. Once again, bounces the ball in front of the plate, making it a 3-1 count for Jenna Holman. Time to battle back, focus in. Throwing that ball right to the glove. She gets in her windup. Here's the pitch. Hard hit by 7-10. Pass second baseman into the center field. Emma Will gets the ball quickly. Gets it into Callie Wendell at second base. But not before Stephenson was able to make it to first base, putting a runner on for the Panthers. Adrian Miller steps into the box. Last time up, she made it on the third after hitting a single. This time, hits it down the first baseline. Sophie Pearson recovers the ball in foul territory. Brings Stephenson back to first base and gives Miller one strike on the count. One out for the Panthers. On the Panthers. 0-1 count. Another foul ball off of the net for Miller, putting her down in the count, 0-2. Good for the Indians. Holman, as she's up, 0-2 in this count with one out. One runner on first. Holman gets into her windup yet again. Pitches in, and a swing and a miss by Miller, giving three strike at bat and sending her back to the dugout as the second out on the Panthers. Avery White makes her way up as the next batter, faced with the two-out inning here. One batter on. Jenna Holman, careful to throw strikes here, keep the Indians from giving up an easy walk here. Throws the first one low, ball one on the count. Avery White again into the box, ready to face her second pitch. High and outside. Count, two outs. Next pitch, here it comes. And a high foul ball. Hits the roof of the building. Giving one strike and two balls to Avery White's count. Two outs. Runner on first. Holman throws the next pitch. Hit by White. Recovered by Callie. Throws to first base. And called out by the umpire at first. Indians are able to make it out of this inning without any runs scored. Close, but great throw by Callie Wendell. We'll get it right to Sophie Pearson at first. Able to get that run out. Our Indians, we come back in the bottom of the sixth here. Currently down 7-3 after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing your products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to the bottom of the sixth inning. There's been a pitching change for the Panthers, and that is number seven, Bryn Shainline, or Shainbin, or something along that line. So sorry for butchering her last name, but she takes over for Henkel after five innings of pitching. First up for the Indians is Sophie Pearson. Sophie's been up twice in this game. She got a flyout on her first at-bat in the first inning. Second time up, she got a single, but was able to make it to second, but unable to score on that during that inning. Coming up into the bottom of the sixth inning here, Sophie makes her way into the box to face the first pitch against Parkway's Brenton. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss by Pearson. Currently one strike. No outs. Indians really need to get people on base here. Get some runs scored and catch up to Parkway here. Next pitch. Strike two called right on the edge of the box. Sophie now down 0-2 in the count. Important to protect that plate now. Not let any strikes go by her. Here's a pitch and a swing right into the glove of the pitcher. Total, that's one of those plays that you can't really do much about. It goes right into the glove and sends Sophie into the dugout. Next up is Madison Guggenbeller as the fourth batter. Her last time up is ground out to the third baseman. She now faces the new pitcher against Parkway here. Let's the first one go by her, strike one. Steps out of the box, takes a few practice swings. Gets ready for pitch number two coming her way. Hard hit down the third baseline, but in foul territory. Giving it strike two, but keeping her at the plate. Maddie needs to make contact here, get on into the baseline, so Ava Shane can come up next and keep her moving around the bases. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss sends Maddie into the dugout. Out number two for the Indians. Ava Shane, next batter up, gets loose. We're walking into the back box here. Currently, it's two outs, and he's down 7-3 versus the Panthers. Here's a pitch, high, that Ava swings, making it strike one. Ava's just back in the box, ready to go. Here comes the pitch. No swing this time, but still a strike, making it 0-2, two outs. Takes a second to gather herself, so steps back in the box. Pitch number three, high, one ball, two strikes on Ava Shane. Ava's last time up, she struck out on three pitches. Control this plate here, make sure nothing easy gets past her. Hit the ball high in the air, was able to, number four, Paige Jefferson, first baseman, was able to go underneath of it, making the third out for the Panthers, sending the Indians back onto the field to start the seventh inning here. Coach Shane, once again, gathers him up outside the dugout, good talk, hopefully able to retire the Panthers fast, and then battle back at the bottom of the inning, recover some of those runs that have been lost throughout the game. So we'll take a break and then come back to start the seventh inning.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. There will be no buffet at Miracle Lanes on Good Friday. They will open at 2 p.m.
And welcome back. Indian softball here at the Battlegrounds on this Thursday evening. Indians currently down to Parkway Panthers, 7-3. Matty Jacobs is up for the Panthers into the box to start the top of the seventh inning. First pitch is high and outside from Jenna Holman, making it one ball, no strikes, no outs in the inning. She once again gets into her windup. Here comes the pitch. And swing and a hit by Jacobs into foul territory. Third baseman Kayla Heikamp is able to chase it down, get underneath it. That is out number one the Indians were able to get. They collect at the infield, collect at the mound. Congratulate each other and get ready for Audrey Nichols coming up to bat next. As I said, one out for the Indians here. Umpire's talking to Parkway's coach now. There's lineup change, it looks like, with the umpire. Once it gets back into the box here. Number 15, Audrey Nichols, up to bat against Jenna Holman here, facing one out. First pitch comes in from Holman. Close, but no call. Ball one. Nichols stays in the box. Ready to face the second pitch. Here comes Holman. Ball in there. Down the center. No swing. Strike one. Making it a 1-1 count with one out. Holman's done a phenomenal job pitching throughout this game here. Ball high by Holman, making it 2-1 for Nichols. Third strikes down the middle, and let our defense do some work here. Next pitch, low, 3-1 count. Audrey Nichols in the batter's box, 3-1 count, one out, no runners on base. Jenna Holman pitching. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball right behind the batter. Keeps her in, makes it a full count. And keeps her in the box. Hopefully Holman can put a strike in here, or our defense can make a play and get the second out of this inning. Here comes the pitch. And a swing and a miss by Nichols. That makes it two for the Indians. Bringing up Emery Temple. Steps into the box. First pitch comes in. No swing. Strike called. 0-1 count. Batter collects himself again. Steps back in the box. Pitch gets into a windup. Here comes the pitch. Another swing and a, this time swing and a miss. Makes it two strikes. Two outs. One more pitch could end the top of this inning for the Indians. Jenna Holman once again collects herself. Gets ready for the pitch. Here it comes. And a hit fly ball. Second baseman Ava Greasy goes running after into the right field, doesn't make the catch. First runner makes it on to first base and brings up Britton Bruns as first batter again with one batter on, two outs. Pitch comes in from Holman against Bruns here. No swing, strike called, keeps the runner at first. 0-1 count, two outs. Indians are down 7-3 versus the Panthers. Top of the seventh inning. Second pitch is in, this time outside, 1-1. Next pitch will come as Holman collects herself at the mound. Gets ready and throws it in. And a foul ball by Bruns sends it into the netting, making it two strikes. One ball. One more strike, and the Indians can go to bat again. Runner on first. Probably going to run. High fly ball in the infield, caught by the pitcher, Jenna Holman. Finishing off this inning with no damage to the Indian score. Any additional damage to the Indian score, keeping it at 7-3 with Parkway leading. We'll come back for the bottom of the seventh, where our Indians will bat.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
And welcome back to the final half inning, most likely, of the game here at the Battlegrounds. Indians are down 7-3. Ava Greasy is up to bat for the Indians. Her last time up, she struck out. Hopefully she can get hold of this ball and get on base this time and make a rally for the Indians. She puts the bat down to bunt. Ball comes off the bottom, goes foul, making it one strike for Greasy in the box. Greasy steps into the box again. Gets ready to face the next pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. That makes the count 0-2. Important to protect the plate here. Two strikes. No outs. Ball low and outside. Catcher dove, but bounced off the backstop. Came back to him. Greasy now has 1-2 count. Hope we can get a piece of this ball, get on base, and get the Indians rolling at the bottom of the seventh inning here. Here's a pitch. Hard hit to the shortstop. Shortstop grabs it. Throws it to first, but the first baseman was unable to collect the ball. Ava Greasy makes it on to first on that play and allows Kayla Heitkamp to come up and hopefully advance around the bases here. And he's down four, but very possible they can come back here with a good rally. No outs, runner on first. Kayla Heitkamp steps up to the plate. She also struck out her last at-bat here. Looks at the first pitch, strike one. Greasy remains at first base. Collects herself a second, gets back into the box. Here comes the pitch. And a swing, but no hit. Strike two. Once again, down to the count, but important that she protects that plate. Swings anything close and gets that ball into play here. Here's the pitch. Way high, over the catcher's head. Greasy steals second. Easily standing up. Gives this runner at second. And Kayla Heitkamp, currently with a 1-2 count. But still, important that you protect that plate. Make sure it doesn't get up anything easy. Here comes the pitch. Strike three for Heitkamp. Doesn't swing at that. That was real close to that box, whether she thought it was a strike or ball or not. It was close enough that that's an important thing that we swing at so we don't give up any easy outs in this inning. Greasy is on second. Jenna Holman up to the plate to face the pitch. Here it comes. And a swing into center field. Greasy rounds third, heading towards home. Holman goes to second. He's going to round second, but stays there as a shortstop. Bruns runs it in. Good hit by Holman, giving the Indians another run, making it 7-4 with one out. This is the kind of energy that we need as Audrey Bopp steps into the box, hopefully to continue that rally and get Holman in and then get herself in through batters later. Once again, Holman's on second, one out, Audrey Bopp up to the plate. Her last time up, she grounded out to the shortstop. Here comes the pitch. Down the middle, no swing. Strike one. Audrey gets into the box again. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss this time. Makes it strike two. Holman remains at second base. Eager to run. Pitcher once again gets into a windup. Here comes pitch. Real high. Audra hits it, though. Sends it way into the air. Caught by Bruns at shortstop, making it two outs for the Indians. Back to the top of the lineup for the Indians, Emma Will. She's going to be facing two outs and a runner on second. Steps into the box. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside, get past the catcher. Holman steals third, standing up. 1-0 count for Emma Will here in the bottom of the seventh. Emma Will steps into the box again. Here comes the pitch. Swing down the third baseline. Third baseman gathers it in foul territory, giving her a strike but keeping her in the box. 1-1 count now. Two outs. Runner on third. We need Emma to make a contact the ball here. Keep the runners moving around the base path. Low, no swing. That makes ball number two. Two 1 count. Emma back in the box. Here comes the pitch from the pitcher. Strike and a hard hit to the third baseman. Third baseman collects it. Throws it to Paige Stephenson at the first baseline. Gets the third out on the Indians. That'll finish the game. Indians fall to the Panthers this game, 7-4 at their home opener at the Battlegrounds. They'll shake hands here. We'll take a break and we'll come back with a little recap after that.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalf of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalf at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
And welcome back to this Thursday night at the Battlegrounds here in Fort Recovery, where our Indian softball team took on the Panthers, but ultimately fell 7-4 after seven innings. They started off with Sophie Pearson pitching. Panthers were able to score one in the first inning, but the Indians were unable to score at the bottom of the inning, going down after three batters. In the second inning, four runs were given up, and the Indians were still unable to respond to that. There's a pitching change in the third. Jenna Holman came in and did a great job keeping, not allowing any more pitches to come in, but the Indians were luckily able to score that inning, making it 2-5 at the bottom of the third. Once we got to that fourth inning, the Panthers, once again, they scored two more runs, making it 7-2. The Indians weren't able to score that round, but Holman, with her pitching, was able to keep any more runs from being scored the rest of the game. But the Indians did score one in the bottom of the fifth and one in the bottom of the seventh. So tough loss for our girls tonight, as they did fall. They make their record this season 2-1 now. They played hard, but just a tough night and weren't able to come away with this one. Coach Shane's down on the field talking to her players right now. She mentioned that she might be coming up here. We'll see if she does that, so we'll wait around a little bit. Also happening tonight, there's baseball at Parkway, which has been broadcasted on the Fort Recovery Radio mainstream, so welcome you to go visit and listen to that if that game's not over yet. I'm not sure where they're at currently in that game. Upcoming broadcast for this week, on Saturday, baseball will host Anzonia here at Fort Recovery at the Battlegrounds, and that'll be at 11 a.m., and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Next week, on Monday, the softball will host St. Mary's. That will be me again. I'll be here, hopefully, doing on Sports Stream 2, the softball game, as they take on St. Mary's that night. And the baseball will also be playing on Monday night at Tri-Village. That broadcast will be on Fort Recovery Radio as well. Next Tuesday, baseball will be at Versailles. That will be on a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast as well, as our boys take on them. On Thursday, the baseball hosts Delta St. John's. That will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And on Saturday, the baseball hosts South Adams. That will be a doubleheader, with the first one starting at 11 a.m. here on Fort Recovery Radio. Some highlights for the game tonight. As I said, Holman pitched a phenomenal game. Was able to finish the last five innings of that and keep the Indians, the score, from only going up two additional runs. And beyond that, Emma Will did a great job tonight, scoring on two of her four at-bats and making contact with the ball every time. First time getting out on a fly ball and ground out in the last one. It looks like Coach Shane is making her way up here, so we'll hang out for a little while. Actually, we'll take a break and see if she makes her way up here, and then come back and we'll talk with her after that. So right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
And welcome back. I'm now joined by head coach of the girls' softball team, Miss Carrie Shane. How are you doing?
Hey, we're good. It'd be a lot better if we got a win tonight, that first MAC win, but we're good.
Yep. So as you just said there, you guys did fall 7-4 versus the Panthers. And I mentioned a couple times throughout the broadcast, you'd see we come off from the inning after, especially some of those tough innings starting off the game, and you see you sitting talking to your girls on the side. What kind of things are you saying to them at that point, keeping their motivation up, especially that early in the game?
Yeah, so early in the game is where we struggled a little bit. You know, we had that one inning of four runs, struggled on defense. Mentally is probably where they were struggling the most. And it's just really locking in those innings and early on in those innings. If we don't have that one inning of, you know, four runs, whole different ball game. We win that ball game, in all honesty. So, you know, it's just keeping the girls up. It's talking about what happened. It's doing a quick little overview of what we saw, what happened, where we want to move from there, and then getting ready to hit the ball. So it's kind of just trying to kind of keep them in check mentally. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. And we could see it going throughout the game when it, even what's happening on defense, there's some tough plays here and there, but they come to the plate, and you could tell that they're ready to go, and some of them didn't fall how they wanted to on at bats, but ultimately it looked like they were there, and they were ready to hit that ball.
Yeah, I think we only had a couple strikeouts. You know, those few strikeouts we did have were looking. You know, we talked to the girls a lot about that. You know, when you've got two strikes on you, you've got to protect that plate. You've got to find a way to get the bat on the ball. A lot of them did that tonight, did get the bat on the ball, maybe not got hits from it, but they were not striking out, and that's key. You know, as far as taking that mental approach at the plate as well, it's just so incredibly important. And just being ready, you know, being ready. Those are good pitchers tonight, fast pitchers. Had some good change-ups tonight, but, you know, the girls battled pretty well with that. Just, you know, couldn't get those timely hits together. So.
Yeah, and a big shout-out to is she a freshman, Jenna Holman, your pitcher?
Yes.
Did a phenomenal job coming in today. I'm assuming you're probably excited where she's going and her improvement so far even.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Jenna has not had a start at the varsity level yet, but this was only our third game. So she has come in three times now to pitch, and she's done a really good job. She's got a really nice changeup. She seems to hit her spots really well with her fastballs, and, you know, that curveball when it's working is really good. So she's done a really nice job coming in. She doesn't seem to get too frazzled out there, which is great, and that's one thing that I really like. She doesn't get down on herself, so it makes it really easy to call pitches for somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. And obviously a tough loss tonight, but where do you – first home opener, where do you see yourself going? What are you going to work on to go forward from here?
Yeah, so a lot of the teams that, you know, we've seen so far, when I'm looking at everybody else's scores and schedules and everything else, there's a lot of teams that have had five games in. This was just our third game. So that's one thing I told the girls was, you know, we're a little behind. You know, we've got a little bit of a slow start. Yes, we were, you know, 2-0 going into this game. But, you know, when you've got other teams that are playing five games already, it makes it challenging, right? They've seen a lot more pitches. They've had a lot more at-bats. They've had a lot more on defense. They've had more plays. So, yeah, we do feel we're a little bit, you know, a little bit behind. But, you know, defensively is where we really need to focus. And the girls know that. I mean, it's kind of been our struggle. It's been hard because it's been so cold and wet, as you can see, as we're looking at the water out there laying in the mud. It's hard to get out here and practice and do a lot of defense when we've been stuck in the gym so much. So hopefully in time, you know, a few more games, we get them in and get them under our belt, and then that defense will come around and, you know, eliminate some of those errors is pretty huge.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming up, and good luck in the rest of the season.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Chase. I appreciate it.
Thank you. As I said, girls lost tonight 7-4 versus the Panthers, and they'll be back. The varsity girls will be back in action as they host St. Mary's on Monday here again at the Battlegrounds. We thank you for listening to Fort Recovery Radio, and we'll see you next week. And once again, if you want to check with the mainstreams, that boys varsity game's still going on to see how they're doing. And once again, thank you for listening. This has been Chase Kaiser at the Battlegrounds of Fort Recovery Softball.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.